Dozens of people are searching for a missing hiker in the
21-year-old
gorge.
Riley Zickel set out on an overnight hike by himself.
Colorado County Sheriff's Office is searching for a missing hiker on the Olympic Peninsula.
John and Trevor Higgins, the father and son, were last seen Friday. They disappeared while hunting near Bear Camp Road above Agnes.
21-year-old Riley Zickel, the senior at Lewis and Clark College,
an
disappeared.
An emotional plea from friends of a woman who is missing right now in the Skamania County wilderness. She's 19 years old, Maureen Kelly.
Searchers are looking for a 76-year-old farmer who did not come back from mushroom hunting near Grangeville.
Hello, and welcome back to the Pacific Northwest Missing Persons Project. I'm your host, Tanner Hoskins, co-founder of Pacific Northwest Bigfoot Search and director of the Pacific Northwest Missing Persons Project. Today marks a new chapter for us here at Pacific Northwest Missing Persons Project. We're shifting our format slightly to bring you more stories, raise more awareness, and hopefully more answers. From now on, each episode will feature the stories of two missing persons. But before we delve into today's stories, there are some important updates and reflections that I'd like to share with you all. As many of you know, our team has been tirelessly preparing for an upcoming search and recovery effort in the Molalla, Oregon area. Unfortunately, due to a security risk that has come to our attention, we have to limit the amount of details that we share until our search is completed. I can't say it enough, our priority is the safety of our team and the families that are involved. Without going into too many details, searching for missing persons is fraught with challenges, and not just from the environment, but also from human factors. Oftentimes, the blame game starts up and infighting leads to threats of violence towards one another. And in those kind of scenarios, we must proceed with caution and awareness. Now, amidst all the planning and efforts, I have to apologize for the irregularity of our podcast episodes. Our mission remains clear: to assist the families of the missing. When we are going to be involved with searching for a missing person, with the assistance of the family, we have to be as prepared as possible. We want to have every fact. We want to be able to step into this environment and say, if I was in this person's shoes, this is what I would have done. That takes precedence over recording these podcasts, and I hope that you guys understand that. Your patience and understanding are greatly appreciated. All right. With all that being said, let's delve into today's stories. Chet Hansen, a 27-year-old male from Wilkeson, Washington, woke up on the morning of November 11, 1997, kissed his mother goodbye, and let her know he'd be back in time for dinner. Chet packed a bag with more than 35 pounds of camera gear, including lenses and a tripod. Wearing shorts, a light fleece sweater, hiking boots, and took off traveling to Mount Rainier National Park. Chet was a self-taught outdoors photographer and loved being in the outdoors of the Pacific Northwest. Chet traveled from his home in Wilkeson and traveled about an hour and a half to the Deer Creek Trailhead inside of Mount Rainier National Park. When Chet didn't arrive home in time for dinner with his parents assumed that Chet was staying the night with friends. It wasn't until the next day, November 12th, that Chet's employer, Alaska Airways, called Chet's parents advising that he had not shown up to work that day for his 2:30 p.m. shift. It was at this time that Chet was reported missing. Friends and family quickly descended on the Deer Creek Falls trailhead where they located Chet's vehicle parked. Chet was a strong and resilient hiker, and he knew Mount Rainier National Park extremely well. Chet would often choose to traverse the backcountry, avoiding trails if he could help it. Chet had been focused on photographing waterfalls and lakes, which provided searchers with ideas of where to begin looking. Searchers were in a race against the clock. Chet was not prepared for the freezing temperatures and snow that were about to begin falling in the area. The news media got a hold of the search and rescue effort. Witnesses began to come forward, including a couple that thought they saw Chet near Shriner Peak around midday on November 11th. Over the course of 5 days, helicopters, canine teams, and more than 100 searchers scoured the mountain looking for any sign of Chet. Nothing was ever located. To this day, none of Chet's camera equipment, clothing, or bones have ever been located. What happened to Chet? What happened to his bag of camera gear? Animal predation of human remains can scatter bones for hundreds of yards, making it extremely difficult to locate bones after a certain length of time in the field. But camera gear, boots, clothing do not vanish easily, and most animals will not mess with this camera equipment. I find this to be extremely strange. For someone to be missing nearly 25 years and not one bit of their belongings ever being found. Our next story is also about Mount Rainier National Park. Joseph Joe Wood, a 34-year-old male from New York, was a brilliant writer, one of the best of his generation, according to the news articles I found. Joe had come out to the Pacific Northwest to attend a conference of more than 6,000 writers for Unity 1999. Joe had checked into his hotel and met up with some of his close friends on July 7, 1999. The next morning, Joe picked up his rental car and drove 2.5 hours to Mount Rainier National Park. His plan was to just go for a day hike. It was going to be a beautiful, sunny day in the Pacific Northwest. In the early afternoon of July 8th, Joe arrived at the Longmire parking lot inside Mount Rainier National Park and began his hike up towards Comet Falls. This is where a witness would later say that they saw Wood. Comet Falls is 3.3 miles from the Longmire parking lot. The witness said that he saw Wood as they reached about the 4,800-foot level where the ground was covered in snow. The witness said that when he saw the snowy ridges ahead on the trail, he turned back, but Joe continued. This was the last time anyone would ever see Joe Wood again. Due to Joe not giving anyone an itinerary of where he was going and how long they could plan for him to be gone for, it wasn't until July 12th that Joe was reported missing. Joe's friends and family traveled to Mount Rainier and began a desperate search for their loved one. Volunteer searchers, park rangers, friends, family, 5 dogs, and a helicopter searched for Joe for just over 4.5 days before calling off the official rescue attempt. So what happened to Joe? When other hikers turned around, why would Joe continue on? More than 25 years after Joe's disappearance, nothing of Joe's has ever been located. Mount Rainier National Park is known for swallowing people whole. To this day, there are over 60 people recorded missing within the national park. Accompany that with the more than 420 fatalities that have been recorded on Mount Rainier since 1897, Mount Rainier is also ripe with UAP and UFO sightings, Sasquatch sightings, and other strange phenomena that gets reported quite routinely. If you want to learn more about UFOs and UAP activity near Mount Rainier, just Google the Kenneth Arnold story. You'll be inundated with information to read regarding strange happenings all across the region. Despite how many years have passed, the chance of locating bones or clothing is extremely slim, but a 1% chance is still a chance. All of us here at Pacific Northwest Missing Persons Project hope that by sharing the stories of Chet Hansen and Joe Wood, that you'll think of them anytime you're venturing into the areas that they were last seen. And as always, we hope that you also remain vigilant for anything that may bring answers or closure to a grieving family. Thank you. Thank you for joining us on this episode of the Pacific Northwest Missing Persons Project. If you have a story to share or information to provide us, please reach out to us at pnwbigfootsearch@gmail.com. Your contributions are always appreciated.